Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith is about the reward of a person who dies on the way to Hajj. Obviously, this hadith was even more significant and important for the people of the past. You know, in the past, people, before the advent of, you know, modern means of transportation, such as planes, trains, automobiles, boats, and these kind of things, in the past, when people wanted to perform the pilgrimage to Mecca and perform the Hajj, this was a very dangerous journey. You know, a lot of people died along the way from sickness, from highway bandits, they were robbed. And, you know, it was sometimes a journey that took many, many years. It's interesting to note that an historian, in one of his accounts, relates that a Muslim from China, you know, he made the journey to pilgrimage to Mecca. It took him more than 30 years. Almost half of the life of this person was spent in this journey going to and back from this pilgrimage to Mecca. Right. So this was a very dangerous journey, and therefore, a lot of times, you know, that's why a lot of times people, when they wanted to make the journey to Mecca, they came, they gathered their family, and you know, they made their final will and testament because they never really knew if they would come back or not. So this is something, therefore, and you may know that it's been related in a tradition that the more difficult an act of obedience is, the more reward it has, right? Perhaps it is for this reason that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, whoever dies on the road to Mecca, man mata fi tariqi Mecca, dhahiban aw ja'ian. Meaning, if somebody dies on the road to Mecca, regardless of whether he dies on going there or returning from there, this person will be safe from the great terror on the day of resurrection. You'll be saved from the terror of the day of resurrection on the day of the day of judgment. In a very similar tradition, Imam Sadiq says something about a person who dies not on the way to Mecca, but you know, when he has bound his ihram, his pilgrimage shroud, and he's ready to, you know, perform the pilgrimage. He's about to perform the pilgrimage. Something happens to him, and the person passes away and dies. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, whoever dies in the state of ihram, man mata muhriman. He's made the ihram. He hasn't come out of the state of ihram. Right, so he's in the middle of the pilgrimage. Right? What will happen? Allah will raise him obedient to him. And he will say, you know, while he is being raised from this state, he will say, here I am, O Allah. Right? Here I am, O Allah. Labbaika. You know, here I am, O Allah. This is the famous phrase that the pilgrims, you know, they say, you know, in this pilgrimage, right? So it's almost as if this state of pilgrimage, you know, will continue for him on that day. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reward of somebody who dies on the way to Hajj or while he is performing the Hajj, in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio. Allahumma.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد